Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. It's day 8 of the United Auto Workers strike against automakers. The union has so far called strikes at only 3 plants owned by GM, Ford, and Stellantis. But as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports, it's likely more strike targets will be announced today.
On his next Facebook Live appearance at 10 a.m. local time, UAW President Sean Fain will give an update on the union's next move if there's no serious progress or tentative agreement. And that's very likely to be more plant closings, as the union's new strategy of progressively expanding the strike plant by plant continues. Susan Sherman is a professor of labor studies at Rutgers University. She is not surprised there's been no agreement.
We're not there yet. Somewhere there is a timing in which the pressure is going to get really intense, and we're not there yet.
Company leaders say the union's demands are unsustainable and imperil the future of the automakers and the union itself. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Canada today. He'll address the Canadian Parliament. He was in Washington yesterday, where he met with the full U.S. Senate, urging Congress to continue supporting Ukraine. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons was in the meeting with Zelensky.
He made it very clear that Ukraine is going to keep fighting, is determined to push out the Russian invaders and occupiers, and badly needs and deserves and wants our support.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy declined Zelensky's request to address a joint meeting of Congress. The speaker said there was not enough time. Meanwhile, a handful of Republican hardliners in the House have again torpedoed a procedural vote on a defense spending bill. House Republicans are still squabbling among themselves about spending cuts. Their inability to agree on any government spending bills means the federal government is getting closer to a potential shutdown after September 30th. Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention meet today. They'll discuss a new vaccine offering for expecting mothers. It's a single shot designed to protect their babies from RSV. NPR's Ping Huang has more.
The committee is discussing safety data and the risks and benefits of vaccinating pregnant women against RSV. The vaccine, by the drug company Pfizer, was approved for use in pregnant people last month. It's the same shot that was approved earlier in the year for use in those 60 and older at risk of getting very ill from RSV. Babies are also at high risk, so it's designed to be given to those who are 8 to 9 months pregnant so they can pass on antibodies that will protect their newborns for up to 6 months. This fall marks the first RSV season where widespread protection for babies may be available. A monoclonal antibody shot for newborns was approved in June. Ping Huang, NPR News.
This is NPR. The National Hurricane Center says a weather system off the Carolinas could soon strengthen into a tropical storm. Tropical storm warnings are posted from coastal North Carolina to southern Delaware. There are concerns about the storm's effects on the Chesapeake Bay and coastal Maryland and Virginia. China's Vice President Hong Zheng has addressed the UN General Assembly. Linda Fasulo reports he's warning his country aims to reunify Taiwan and will strive for peaceful reunification.
In his address, the Chinese vice president stressed that Taiwan has been an inalienable part of China since ancient times, and that no one should underestimate China's firm resolve and strong will to safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Meanwhile, although the U.S. has at various times expressed concern over Beijing's conducting of military exercises around the island, President Biden made no direct mention of Taiwan in his U.N. speech earlier this week. Han Zhang also said Beijing wants to see a cessation of hostilities and resumption of peace talks on Ukraine, that China is committed to opening itself wider to the world economically, and that it will continue to actively respond to climate change. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
There's an active volcano near the capital of the Philippines, Manila. It's continuing to belch volcanic gases. Authorities say it's creating so much volcanic smog, they're telling schools in the capital and neighboring towns to close. There are reports students have fallen ill. There's also heavy pollution swirling around Manila. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.